Today, Kenneth Copeland teaches how following the Lord's instructions will help turn a little into more than enough. Then find out how that truth delivered one couple out of crushing financial debt into freedom and peace. Coming up on The Believer's Voice of Victory.
Let's go over to 1 Kings chapter 17. I've come to realize this is the way the kingdom of God operates. This is a general concept. Little plus obedience becomes more than enough in the kingdom of God. Now, 17th chapter, 1 Kings. Elijah the Tishbite, who was of the inhabitants of Gilead, said unto Ahab, "As the Lord God of Israel lives, before whom I stand, there shall not be dew nor rain these years, but according to my word." And the word of the Lord came unto him, saying, "You get hence and turn you eastward, hide yourself by the brook Cherith, that is before Jordan." Now I want you to notice something. God always has a plan. He's not just kind of winging this to see if it's going to work out. No, no. It's already set up. Amen. And it's a good plan. And it is the blessing plan. Now, he told what Elijah to say. He told him to whom he was to say it. And Elijah went to him and said just what he said say. Now, remember, Jesus said, "I only say what I hear my Father say. I only do what I see my Father do, and it's the Father that dwells within me. He does the work." Now, you can just lay that over the entire Bible, because that is the kingdom process of bringing thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. That's the way the transfer is made. It's with that process right there. Notice again, and follow these words now carefully with me, because very, very important. You get down by the brook, it'll be that you shall drink of the brook, and I have commanded the ravens to feed you there. So he went and did. You need to underline that. So he went and did. You notice he didn't say anything back? "Yeah, but God, I mean, you know, what am I going to do? My finances will dry up. No, he didn't say anything. He just went and did. Praise God. So he went and did according to the word of the Lord. For he went and dwelt by the brook Cherith, that is before Jordan. And the ravens brought him bread and flesh in the morning and bread and flesh in the evening. And he drank of the brook." I tell you what, that'd get interesting after a little bit, wouldn't it? Hey, man, you're sitting there thinking, "I wonder where them birds are getting that." Ain't my business. Amen. Now, it came to pass after a while the brook dried up. Oh, no. Because there'd been no rain in the land. And the word of the Lord came to him, saying, "Arise, you go to Zarephath, which belongs to Zidon, and dwell there. Behold, I have commanded a widow woman there to sustain you." So he arose and went. Do we see a pattern here? Huh? See, God had a plan. And as long as this man was, "Go ye, rise up and go, rise up and go." He didn't say, see there, I told you this brook would dry up. You didn't let me out here to run the birds and dry them, and the birds and dry them, the weather the river dried up, now where am I going? No. He just ate as long as there's birds and drank as long as there's water. And the Lord was right on time. It's time to get up. But you know, he didn't tell him to get up a few days early, in case the river might dry up. No, it's a sense it's going to dry up. It ain't raining. And it's not raining because he said so. Amen. So there for a while, it kind of looked like what he said is working against him. No, what God said for you to do and say, you go do it and say it. It'll not work against you. It'll work for you. Amen. But there is a great fear, particularly this day and time, in the hearts and minds of people. He's never told you anything that'll go against you. Now, fear will go against you. Disobedience will work against you. But that's not the assignment working against you. See, fear and disobedience come from another world. We're in the kingdom of God. And all you need to do is agree with him. Amen.
That's right.
Wherever God told you to do it, he intended to pay for it. That's he right. intended to supply. When he said go, that authorized you to go. When you said yes, that paid for it.
That's right.
Amen. That's right. We're getting somewhere.
Right.
Yes, amen. Now watch this, because this is all being played out right here. So he arose and went. And when he came to the gate of the city, the widow woman was there gathering sticks. He called her and said, fetch me, I pray thee, a little water in a vessel that I may drink. Let me ask you something. Where did he get that? How did he know she was the widow? He's just following the Spirit. Amen. And like Jesus, he's only saying what he hears his Father say. And he's only doing what he sees his Father do. Now Father, God got a plan, right? We're on the plan. Let's watch it work. As she was going to fetch it, he called to her and said, bring me, I pray thee, a morsel of bread in your hand. Now, folks, this was not any easier on Elijah than it would be on you. He is standing there well fed. He's been well taken care of. She's skin and bones. And he knows it. She's a widow and he knows it. She's got a little boy that's skin and bones and he knows it. They're only one meal away from dying and she knows it. This is not any easier for him than it would be for me and you. There is a general attitude among Christians and non-Christians. I mean, there's a general attitude out there that there is a point where you get too poor to give. That God wouldn't ask a person that's that poor to tithe. I mean, dear Lord, they ain't got enough to buy food now. That's the reason why.
That's right.
But this whole attitude prevails. And even if people, you know, well, even if they agree, yeah, We really should give. It doesn't make it any easier on the preacher. Ooh. Headlines. Preacher takes last biscuit. Woman dies. Boy sues. It wasn't any easier on him that day than it would be for you or anybody else in this situation. But now watch him. Boy, I'm telling you, he's obedient. And so he said, "Bring me, I pray thee, a morsel of bread in your hand." She said, "As the Lord your God lives." Well, now, lady, where'd you get that? She has become aware that he is a man of God. He didn't tell her that. But the word says that God commanded her. Now, somehow she knows this in her spirit. And somehow she's got a connection with this man. "As the Lord your God lives, I have not a cake but a handful of meal in a barrel and a little oil in a cruse." A handful of meal in a little barrel is not much. Now, in a meal barrel, a handful wouldn't even cover the bottom. And when you think about it, if that's all that's in there, and you scoop that up, you're going to get the dirt with it. Yeah. It's called poor. This is called deep poverty. You get the dirt with the little dab that's left. That's the way Satan designed it in the first place. That's what he's like. Amen. But not our God. A little oil. I'm gathering two sticks. That ain't gonna make much of a fire. That I may go in and dress it for me and my son, that we may eat it and die. Now listen to what Elijah said to her. "Fear not. Go and do as you have said, but make me thereof a little cake first and bring it to me, and after make for you and your son." Now we already know he's not hungry. So that's not the reason he said that. Now here's the reason he said it. "For thus saith the Lord God of Israel, the barrel of meal shall not waste, neither shall the cruse of oil fail until the day that the Lord sends rain upon the earth." And she went and did, according to the saying of Elijah, and she and he and her house did eat many days. The cross-reference says, a full year. The barrel of meal wasted not, and neither did the cruse of oil fail, according to the word of the Lord, which he spoke by Elijah. Now, you have, I don't care what you're called to do. I don't care whether you're an apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor, teacher, road builder. Why, whatever God's called you to do. Amen. You have as much and more authority to speak the word of God into your situation than Elijah the prophet did in that situation. Because Jesus said, the greatest prophet ever born was John the Baptist. Isn't that right? But he said, greater is the least in the kingdom of God than the greatest prophet born in the old covenant. Amen. Now, I wanted you to see that little plus obedience becomes more than enough in the kingdom of God. Inquire of the Lord. Find out what to say. Find out when to say it. Find out where to go. And go be there and say it. Amen. Amen. And let the Father that dwells within do the work. Glory to God. And Jesus, you know, they said, oh, you're going to have to stop the meeting because it's dark and they're going to have to go buy some food. They had a plan. Jesus said, you feed them. What? We ain't got anything either. How we got this little dab? This little. What did he say about the little? Bring it to me. That's the key right there. It's not the amount. It's the obedience. Huh?
Amen.
Let me refer to a scripture. Jesus said, why take ye thought, saying, what shall we eat, what shall we drink, and what shall we wear? In other words, why are you worried about that? Why are you spending your time thinking about what am I going to do? He said, your heavenly Father knows you have need of these things. You have need of things. You have need of these things. And the Lord had me to write a note concerning that. It said, that's the reason he put them in the covenant. Because he knew you had need of it. See? But now listen to me now. Seek ye first. Now, he said, that's what the Gentiles, that's what people without God seek. What am I going to eat? What am I going to drink? What am I going to wear? And they get a new suit, and now they wonder how they're going to get five more. And how we're going to keep somebody from stealing this and I got. So the... It just goes over and over and over and over again over the same thing. And that's the reason that why they do that, because that's the only way they have of getting it. There's not very many ways that you can add to yourself. You know that? You can work hard for it. You can save and add to yourself. Or you can steal it. Or you can borrow it. But even when you borrowed it, you didn't add to yourself because it's going to be subtracted one of these days.
Right.
Amen? And that's really about it. But Jesus said, you seek first the kingdom of God, and all these things will be added. Now, listen to the word here. All these things will be added to you. Added. Now notice the difference between getting and adding. The Gentile process is outside in. But when you got born again, the kingdom of God came inside you. The kingdom of God is a government. And the word is the constitution of that government. This is the law of the land. Praise God. Amen.
Amen.
We are inside out people. Our stuff doesn't come from outside in, it comes from inside out, and it's produced by spiritual force. It's the Father that dwelleth within. He does the works. Amen. All things start out in the Spirit. There never was anything that just happened. No. All things were created by spiritual force. It happened in the Spirit before it ever became a thing. In the Hebrew language, the word translated thing is spelled in English, W-O-R-D. Amen.
That's right.
That's a wonderful thing. That's a big revelation in itself. Little plus obedience in the kingdom of God becomes more than enough. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father.
I just was going through a very painful separation and divorce. I didn't have any answers. I didn't think that God really wanted me anymore. I was young, but I felt like my life was over. I got born again in my bedroom, reading an old Bible that had been kicking around in my stuff for years. So I turned on Brother Copeland in the fall of 1988, and he was teaching from Mark chapter 4, and it changed my life. I became a partner. And it wasn't long before I heard him talking about a believer's convention. So I lived in Boulder, Colorado at the time, and I'd been through some very tough times. And I bought a van for $70. And a friend of mine, Eric, and I, we decided that we would make some peanut butter and jelly sandwiches and head for Texas. Long story short, we made it here on Tuesday morning, and there just seemed to be no agenda other than the Word of God and to live it. So in 1989, when I went back, obviously on fire, you know, full of the Word. I mean, I wore out tape players one after another, listening to, you know, the tapes that the ministry would send me. And, you know, and then God began to prosper me some. He gave me my own business in 1989. I believe it was my angel spoke to me and said, why don't you go in the lawn business? And I did. And the first day I went out and made $60. And so I've been doing that ever since with a pretty good degree of success.
Brian Lee returned to Colorado as a changed man. He submitted to his pastor and spent many years in service to his local church. Brian and his daughters grew in the Word together. Through their church, they met a young widow with two small boys. And following many years of friendship, the Lord blended them through marriage into one family. Distracted by success, before they realized it, Brian and Cindy found themselves trapped by growing debt.
Without knowing it, I had turned my back on the principles that Kenneth and Gloria taught us about staying out of debt. And I woke up one morning and I was head over heels in debt. We had 16 creditors after us, mostly due to some really foolish business decisions that I had made, but came to one day where we made a commitment that we were gonna come back to KCM and be partners and find out the keys to make this thing work. And God gave us a seed, gave us an income tax refund. It was
$8,397.
Yeah. And when that income tax refund check came to us, I didn't have to pray about it. I didn't have to call my pastor and ask him. I didn't have to ask anybody. I knew that that was my seed to get us out. And I just told Cindy, I said, we're sending that to Kenneth Copeland Ministries.
Within 6 weeks of sowing this seed, despite natural circumstances in a depressed economy, Brian and Cindy secured a contract on their home.
We took the modest proceeds from the sale of that home and negotiated with each one of our creditors. We closed out about 13 of those 16 accounts in 6 weeks. Mm-hmm. And if you just add two zeros to that $8,397, God took $839,000 $700 debt off our books. And so Cindy and I, since 2008, we've taken a solemn vow, no more credit, no more debt of any kind. You know, we're just not gonna ask anybody for a loan ever again. I can testify that today that we have become faithful in tithing, and it has made a difference. It's brought peace to our lives.
I don't worry about money like I used to. I don't worry about what's going to happen this or what's going to happen. I just say, you know what, God, this is your ministry. If you want us to be there, you'll make a way for us. And God, always, He has done that. And not just with the ministry, but our lives and our kids. And it's almost like you just can't wait to see what He's going to do next.
We're better off now than we've ever been. And as we get more and more completely out of debt and pay off our homes and pay off all of our creditors and really enter into the fullness of the debt-free lifestyle that God wants us to have, well, we're so young, there's nothing but good for us coming. But we know that the enemy, when he attacks us as a husband and wife, what he's really trying to do is to destroy the lives of our children, our grandchildren, our extended family. Since we have been able to walk through the crisis moments of life, it has galvanized our marriage. We are stronger than ever. And we know that our best is yet to come.
Isn't this an encouraging testimony? God wants you to be victorious in any challenge you're facing, including financial challenges. And that's what this broadcast and this ministry is here for, to feed you the Word of God and encourage you to believe and receive every blessing God has already provided for you. So today, we would like to bless you with a teaching series by Kenneth Copeland and Keith Moore. It's called From Running Out to Running Over, Spiritual Principles for Living in Abundance. Now, this is a 4-CD series, and in this, they will give you a very simple test that will help you determine if you are living in fear of poverty. And that mentality is going to hinder you from receiving in faith that everything that God has for you. And God wants you to be free to share this good news with other people when they need this same kind of blessing. So to request your free copy, you can listen at the end of this broadcast for our announcer to tell you how to receive this teaching as our gift to you. And we will even pay the postage on it. So remember, we've got more testimonies like these, like the ones you've heard today. So just log on or go to our Roku station. You can check these out. Get encouraged, because what God's done for somebody else, He'll do it for you. Thanks so much for watching. This is Jeremy Pearson's reminding you that Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us today on the Believer's Voice of Victory. This week's broadcast is available on DVD or CD at kcm.org. Request your free copy of the CD set, From Running Out to Running Over. Be victorious in every area of your life. To receive your gift, call us at 800-600-7395 or go to kcm.org.